in the world of who knew. Well, somebody probably smarter than me knew. Rookie sensation Grover Cleveland Alexander of the Philadelphia Phillies at Washington Park in 1911. It's a picture on the Twitter here. The 24-year-old Nebraska took the league by storm, 28-3, 2.57 ERA, 132 ERA plus. Don't know what that one is. 37, 31, 7 shutouts, 31 complete games. 28 wins is still a Major League rookie record. Allowed 5 home runs in 367 innings pitched. There you go. There's your Nebraska tidbit of history for today. many people are agreeing with John and his. They're asking John where he became a doctor at. But they're agreeing. They're agreeing with what he is saying. This is you should probably just. I'll be square with you. That's. It's crossed my mind. Just get schnocked. Maybe make it all go away. But yeah, I think that'll definitely be be one that I will, maybe that's what I'll do tonight. Oh, a lot of district basketball going on. Oh, Monte Cristo hit me up, said the Elkhorn Antlers are taking on Mount Michael tonight. I think this is district. You get that ready to go. Congratulations to all that. Oh, here's something I want to talk about. In a cool thing, and I know I represent a school, Omaha Scott Catholic, on the football field. But a buddy of mine, Brian Sebrant's a kid that I went to junior high and high school with, was the head coach of the Northwest wrestling squad. So to see Northwest, who was like an 11th after day one, come back. Grady Grice was a kid on there that guy's good. He is very good at wrestling. So congratulations to Coach Sebrants and all the guys out at Northwest for winning that Class B wrestling state championship. Millard South takes the A crown. Lots of excitement. I wasn't able to sit down and watch. But tell you what, if you ever get in that situation, follow Husker Matt. It was one of the best things that I had ever done. Guys zipping around and buzzing every match. So it's a good thing. Congratulations to all the champions that were able to do that. Utmost respect for the guys in the wrestling realm. Verse, pretty quiet on the Hawks front. Are we playing the don't pay attention to them and they'll keep doing good? Doing good?
Yes. 100% yes.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see, folks. Just keep doing what you're doing. But what are they? They are... They are 24-6, 9 games. They got 57 points. So, yeah. However, a little bit on a one-game losing streak. Oh, I think I might bet them tonight. I saw the puck line is very favorable if you're a puck line player. That means your team's got to win by 2 goals. So, yeah. And then Dan also said, hey, I had an old girlfriend whose parents made some kind of version of a hot toddy. It wasn't straight whiskey / honey. Hoping you had a recipe for me. I don't have anything exact, bud. It's all just by eye. Or all by taste. And it all depends how it goes. Verge, you're kind of beaming over the Nebraska football team. It must be the offseason. This is usually where you're at this time of year. Can't wait to hear some great weightlifting stories coming out of this. I'm ready to. I mean, get a guy under a bar, you know, just grunting and screaming and yelling. As I tried to allude, and I don't know how to equate this to life, right? Or maybe I do. Some of you that are working today, help me out. But when your leader, when whomever is in charge, they have a confidence, a swagger, an aura about them, I think that you become better. I think you become a more calm person. I think you become more likely to achieve whatever you're trying to do. That's kind of where I'm at with the Frost setup. I still have some things that I have questions about. But, man, it's an odd feeling to be where it is right now that I don't have the questions that I used to have any time that we would come into a season, right? Coach Austin, from everybody that I talked to and everybody I've heard about, is doing fantastic things with the offensive line. If I'm a little bit nervous about anything, and I hope I haven't missed anything, I have been out of commission for a couple days. But still no defensive line coach. Is that correct, George?
Correct.
Nebraska has not hired anybody. That one's kind of starting to worry me a little bit. I'm sure lines are out and, you know, discussions are being had. Maybe it's one of those, like, it's, you know, there were silent commitments that nobody was supposed to know about. Silent commitment. We'll do our video and release it later. Maybe they have that. But yeah, it's just interesting to be in that spot where I know the system that they're operating. I know the people that are running it, and my confidence level goes up a lot more. When you also have those tangible things like, hey, listen, I've been in offices. I worked in an office where as it went up the chain, nobody knew where it was going. Then when it came down, information came back in little smatterings. And you're just like, whoa, I'm not sure what to do here. I'm not sure how this operates. It wasn't a conducive work environment for somebody like me. I have to have clear direction. I got to know if I shoot something to my power that be, it's going to come back down with clear instruction on how those things get done. So that's where I'm at with that, Michael. But I'm just as calm as I am about it. I think Nebraska got a hell of an opportunity. And I didn't think that I would be in that position this quickly with it. It's odd, though. Like, you get to this spot, and again, it probably all just equates back to me to just missed opportunity. Like, you had all this chance and all these things for Nebraska basketball season to go well, to just keep it looping in a circle, all things Huskers. But that was something that I didn't – that was something that I wasn't – you had optimism, right? And then the structure of it breaks down, and then it doesn't kind of live up to what you were. And now maybe they can resurrect it. Away they go. But where Nebraska's at football-wise, that's kind of where I think a lot of things should be. That's my two cents. One here out of a direct message. Umbers, you got any picks for the AAFL? AAF. God, I want to put an L on that so bad.
Did you watch any this weekend?
I did.
I watched one game.
Yeah?
And that was the Salt Lake City game.
Yep. Missed 100 field goals and lost. Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay.
And that's the one where the most Nebraska kids are.
Yeah.
DeMarre Peel-Snell's there. Kenny Bell's there. Running back. I can't think of his name. Ah. They got a running back there as well. They played at Nebraska. But, yeah, it's just like real football. It's like a missed opportunity. Like, oh, okay, we could have had all this. Hey, right on cue, if you ever worry if your computer listens to you, as soon as I mentioned up, weights going up and down, picture popped up from old Zach Duvall on the old Twitter, on TweetDeck, so thanks for that, for creeping me out, TweetDeck. There's 8-10 pictures of guys lifting. They're in the heavy fives. Oof. Good luck with that one, boys. That ain't one of them. I don't miss that one bit. Mark's a Sixers fan here. The only player that inked a long-term deal is Embiid. Butler and Harris are free agents with max deal, looking for max deals in 19. Redick has a one-year deal, and Simmons is signed through 2020, and then he's a restricted free agent. So Embiid's only, ooh, yeah, there you go.
With that, I don't think they have enough to trade for him. But still, if I'm looking at the roster, I'm like, okay, Simmons and Embiid. And let's say they do, well, Tobias is looking for a max contract. I'd still say Philly's still in that conversation. I'd go play with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and then you hear...
fill out the rest.
Right. Butler isn't going to go. I mean, Redick. How old is J.J. Redick?
J.J.'s got to be like 33.
Huh. That cat's been in for a hot minute.
Ah, 34.
34? Good guess.
He'll be 35 this year, though.
Right, time to wrap it up for JJ?
Yeah. No, he's still putting up points. He can still be a good sixth, seventh man for a contending team. I don't see him going to a team that is not in a conversation for playoffs or a championship, but he can still make a difference. I'll take him in Indy.
It is odd that you haven't brought up any of your Pacer, like no Pacer love from you.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
The Indiana Pacers are a team aspect of we're going to get this done together, even without Vic. So these big name free agents would just come in and probably mess up that team atmosphere that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you won't hear when I say, obviously, I'd love to have Anthony Davis and all these big names, but let's be honest. This is not going to happen.
Thanks, Chris. Let us know the newbie is with the Stallions of Salt Lake.
Ah, oh, there it is.
The loss 12-9. I was about to take our last break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. This has been Game Time, 1620 The Zone.